There is a bill being considered in the House of Representatives that would add a 15-cent tax on 20-ounce bottles of soda. It was introduced by Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro as a way of tackling obesity and diabetes. But if you look at the numbers, Americans may be doing that themselves by cutting back on soda and turning to other beverages. In fact, soda consumption in the U.S. has been down for the last 9 years. And according to a new Bloomberg Businessweek story, Coke is trying to pivot. Bloomberg writer Claire Suddeth co-authored that story. She's with us from New York. And Claire, is Coca-Cola really doing something, or are they just changing their image?
Well, you know, in the sense that it's still Coca-Cola, it's the same old thing. But they are trying to repackage it literally in smaller packages and try to get people to think differently about the product and not think of it so much as something that they shouldn't be drinking or that they feel guilty about consuming, but as something that they feel is more like a treat.
And why? What is the impetus for this?
Well, people are moving away from soda. Sales of soda have really gone down in the U.S. over the past 15 years or so. I mean, this isn't just a short-term trend. This is a large-scale sort of consumer movement away from the entire carbonated beverage genre towards teas, water, stuff that seems healthier to people.
And give us the numbers on that. What are we talking about?
Well, in 1998, we were drinking the most soda that we ever had. We were drinking per capita for every man, woman, and child in America about 56 gallons of soda a year. And now it's dropped down, and we drink about 25% less, which works out to about 450 cans a year, which is basically what we were drinking in 1986.
Just because we're worried about the fat and the calories?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, over the past decade or so, whether or not we've actually tackled the obesity epidemic, we are at least much more aware of it. You know, we've probably read books like Fast Food Nation, seen Super Size Me, we know what the problem is, and whether or not we have successfully changed our diets, I don't know. But we have been able to sort of swap out soda and other sugary beverages for things that we at least feel like they're healthier.
And you write that even the president of Coca-Cola North America, Sandy Douglas, has cut back on his Coke consumption.
Exactly. When I talked to Sandy in Atlanta, he told me that he only drinks one small 8-ounce glass Coca-Cola a day. Sometimes he'll have one of the no-calorie versions later on in the afternoon, but he limits himself to one usually in the morning.
Because why?
Because, you know, he feels like he needs to moderate. He likes to think of it as just sort of a treat, part of his day, and not something that he drinks with, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner the way people used to.
So what exactly is Coca-Cola doing? You say smaller packages, but what are the specifics?
Well, they started in 2009. They released what they call the mini can, which is a 7.5-ounce can of soda. The regular can is about 12 ounces. So it comes in at under 100 calories. You've probably seen it at the grocery store. They're quite little and cute, and people should drink them sort of as a single serving size rather than the big gulp that does still exist and people are still drinking, but Coke sort of wants to move its image away from that.
So that's one thing. What else?
Well, they're also diversifying their entire product lineup. So, you know, there's Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, all that sort of stuff. But they also are purchasing. They bought Zico coconut water. They have Honest Tea, which is organic. So they're trying to sort of reach all the other different types of beverages that people have moved towards.
What about the health concerns, though, about the other kinds of Cokes with fewer calories, whether we're talking about Diet Coke or Coke Zero, that maybe some of the things that are in there might not be so good for you either?
Yeah, so I actually find this really interesting. When all of this started, mostly it was sugary sodas, the full-calorie drinks that people were moving away from. And then starting this past year, we've seen diet sodas that are artificially sweetened have had serious problems. Diet Coke sales actually went down about 7% in the U.S. last year, which was unexpected. And it seems like people are really worried about aspartame and other artificial sweeteners and are trying to move to things that appear to be more natural. So Coke is trying to they're actually test marketing something called Coca-Cola Life, which is coming to the UK in the fall and should be coming to the US sometime soon, although Coke won't say exactly when. And it is a stevia sweetened sort of mid-calorie drink. So it's not a diet soda in the sense that it does have calories and it does have some sugar, but it will be much less than your regular version of Coca-Cola.
And of course, anything that Coke does is not being done in a vacuum. It is still up against its biggest competitor, Pepsi.
It's true. Coke and Pepsi are still rivals, and they are facing the exact same problems. But PepsiCo, which is Pepsi's parent company, is a little bit different because Coca-Cola only sells beverages. PepsiCo also has Frito-Lay. So as a company, their soda sales, while still declining just as much as Coke's are not the be-all and end-all of the company. So they are able to sort of navigate that a little bit better.
How much market share do each of those companies have, by the way?
Well, about a quarter of all drinks consumed globally are by Coca-Cola, and Pepsi is 11%. It's still an awful lot. I mean, if you think about everything that people all over the world are drinking, 11% of that is Pepsi, but about 25, 26% of that is Coke.
Well, and we see a quote in your article from the CEO of PepsiCo saying to investors last year about the downward slide in soft drink sales. We actually believe that if you let this go too long, another 3 or 5 years, the consumer will walk away from carbonated soft drinks.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that the soda industry is taking very seriously. And they like to talk about repositioning themselves and offering new products, you know, really following the consumer. But this is a serious problem for them, both Coke and Pepsi. You know, Dr. Pepper is facing the same thing. And people just aren't drinking it as much anymore. And if you really think personally about what you consumed 10 years ago versus what you consume now, I bet it's probably pretty different.
Well, and I also wonder how much things like SodaStream, which allow people to carbonate water themselves, and people are having sparkling water very easily now and cheaply, whether that is also eating into profits at these soft drink companies.
Yeah. If you talk to Coca-Cola, they will say they're not worried about SodaStream. But they are also partnering with Keurig, which is the maker of the coffee machine with the K-cups, you know, the single serving coffee. So next year, Coke actually has a partnership with Keurig, and they are releasing this machine that will be similar to the coffee machine. But instead of coffee, you can buy little pods of non-carbonated soda, stick it in the machine, it'll carbonate it and turn it into a single serving of Coke, which actually is a good way for Coca-Cola to also keep its portion sizes down because only one K-cup makes a certain size of drink.
Do-it-yourself Coke.
Exactly. Maybe you can figure out the secret formula.
Claire Suddeth of Bloomberg Business Week, and we've got a link to her article, Coke Confronts Its Big Fat Problem, at our website, hereandnow.org. Claire, thank you.
Thank you.
And if you go to hereandnow.org, let us know if you are cutting back on soda.